Revisiting the baby aspirin. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. My family doctor has his patients bring all our meds, our vitamins, supplements, whatever we're taking, with us to every visit. And going over what I take, he wondered why I was taking a low-dose Bayer aspirin. I don't even remember why I started taking a baby aspirin. It turns out for someone who's never had a heart attack, it isn't recommended. Here's cardiologist Dr. Tyler Webster of Valley Medical Group.
Unfortunately, you know, the data just have not been as strong. So oftentimes patients come to me for the first time already on it, and the conversation has to be more geared towards whether or not benefit outweighs the risk.
Those risks next time. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.